Governor Rick Scott was introduced at the Indian River Citrus League annual meeting in Vero Beach Tuesday by League Chairman and President T.P. Kennedy, who recalled that the governor worked all day picking fruit in an Indian River area grove during a work day in 2012. Kennedy said the governor then went on to work later that day in an Indian River packing house. "This is a true working governor," Kennedy said, adding, "He must have been sore the next day." Kennedy noted that Scott's workday in the Indian River area resulted in discussions that eventually led to the state legislature allocating $9.5 million this spring for the battle against HLB, with most of the money going to research. While Scott greeted all those attending Tuesday's meeting, he took a moment to talk about the citrus industry and his workday.
You know, you have to appreciate everybody that works in the citrus industry. It's not an easy industry. Great people, and it's a great product. And I know it's selling around the world. I look forward to going with J.B. Kennedy over to Japan and sell more fruit.
Tell us about your workday.
It's a hard work, but what wonderful people. I love the people I got to meet. Those bags are pretty darn heavy to fill up those bins, but the people who worked in the packing plant were just wonderful people. So I enjoyed it, and the fresh orange juice was really good.
In his speech to the growers and others attending the Indian River meeting, the governor talked primarily about his main campaign theme, the need for more job creation. But he also noted that the citrus industry has to continue to deal with HLB, also known as greening disease, which is the greatest threat ever to Florida's citrus industry. "Let me know your problems. I'll do what I can to try to solve them," Scott said. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.